This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, February 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Biden to meet with Hill leaders as shutdown looms. USDA heading to Angola. And lawmakers flag trade concerns. Biden, congressional leaders to meet amid threatened shutdown. Congressional leaders are due to meet with President Joe Biden today as lawmakers face a Friday deadline for keeping USDA and several other departments funded. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York continued to blame House Republicans for the impasse. Schumer said, unfortunately, our House Republican colleagues are still struggling to figure themselves out. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said a shutdown was, quote, entirely avoidable. Shutting down the government is harmful to the country, and it never produces positive outcomes on either policy or politics, McConnell said. House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is under pressure from GOP hardliners to insist that Democrats agree to new spending cuts and policy provisions, claims Senate Democrats are insisting on spending that their own chamber did not agree to. By the way, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Bob Good of Virginia, continuing to keep the heat on Johnson. Good told Fox News Monday that a government shutdown is not ideal, but it's not the worst thing. It would be worse to exacerbate the problem to further increase our debt, our spending. He went on to say of House Republicans, the only leverage we have when we have one of the House branch of government is willing to say no, to be willing to walk away. For USDA employees, if there's a shutdown, plans posted online would go into effect unless they are updated. Senators John Tester of Montana and Mike Rounds of South Dakota yesterday officially added their names to the list of lawmakers looking to use the Congressional Review Act to reverse the Agriculture Department's recent decision lifting a long-standing ban on beef imports from Paraguay. The two lawmakers introduced a CRA resolution to overturn the agency's decision to allow beef imports from Paraguay, citing concerns about potential foot-and-mouth disease risks. The measure would require a simple majority vote from both chambers to head to the president's desk, where he could either sign or veto it. Overriding a veto requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers. 19 House members filed a similar measure last week after expressing concern about the accuracy of the agency's analysis of FMD risks in Paraguay, which looked at information from site visits in 2008 and 2014, records from the nation's Animal Health Agency, scientific literature, and publicly available information. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack defended the USDA's rule at a recent House Ag Committee hearing, noting the agency conducted multiple audits of Paraguay's animal health system. We are convinced their system is equivalent in terms of their ability to detect, their ability to quarantine, their ability to respond quickly, he said. U.S. trade mission heads to Angola. USDA's first agribusiness trade mission is in Angola through Thursday, led by Deputy Secretary Sochil Torres-Small, who is accompanied by representatives from the Kansas and Wisconsin Ag Departments, as well as 16 U.S. companies and organizations. Members of the U.S. delegation will conduct business-to-business meetings with potential buyers from Angola, as well as from neighboring Democratic Republic of the Congo and Republic of the Congo, USDA said. They will also receive in-depth marketing briefings from USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service staff and industry trade experts, gaining insights that will help inform their export strategies for sub-Saharan Africa. The full list of participants is posted online. Torres-Small will head to Mozambique on February 29th. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Center for Biological Diversity releases species habitat maps. The Center for Biological Diversity has developed maps to identify areas where reducing or eliminating pesticide use and employing conservation measures can protect more than 4 dozen endangered species. The group reached a settlement with the Environmental Protection Agency requiring EPA to prepare strategies addressing how to protect federally listed species from pesticides. The agency has been sued numerous times over its failure to meet its Endangered Species Act commitments, leading to the development of a herbicide strategy, which is in progress at a pilot project addressing 27 separate species. Ag groups such as the American Soybean Association have been critical of the maps prepared for the pilot project for identifying areas where species do not reside. CBD said in its press release announcing availability of the maps that nearly all the areas the EPA has identified for limited pesticide use are based on species historical ranges. The center's work focuses on mapping areas where the plants and animals live now, areas where avoiding pesticide use is critical to species survival. The group plans to release 500 species and maps by the end of 2024 for use by the EPA, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the public. House members raise concerns about agriculture trade deficit. More than 20 House members are pressing U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack for, quote, strong support and swift action in addressing the nation's projected $30 billion agriculture trade deficit. The lawmakers, led by House Ag members Max Miller of Ohio and Angie Craig of Minnesota, worry the deficit may stem from the U.S. falling behind competitors when it comes to establishing new trade pacts. That according to a letter they sent to the two leaders on Monday. They recommend Vilsack and Tai, quote, recommit to comprehensive trade agreements, expand domestic trade promotion programs, and work to reform the World Trade Organization's dispute resolution process. USDA estimates put American ag exports at $169.5 billion for fiscal 2024, while imports are projected to reach $200 billion. Other factors at play? Well, the deficit should be, quote, no cause for alarm, Tai said in a speech at USDA's Agricultural Outlook Forum earlier this month, noting that much of the import demand is being driven by products like distilled spirits, tropical fruits, and coffee. The U.S. dollar is extraordinarily strong at the moment, which gives American consumers more buying power on the international market, she said. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, February 27th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.